Stop with over up at that road. It used to be right in front of our house. And there's about four or five white children live down below us. They caught the bus up every morning, and when it'd be real bad and raining, they come in there, come up and come in the house and stay warm and everything. I'd be going out and they'd come in the house and sit down till the bus come. And I said, now wait a minute. I said, now why this going on? And I had to walk 3 miles to school. Some of them live above me, then they was about a mile and a half from school. And I just kept wanting to wonder how this could happen. And it just dawned on me that I got grown, you know. What happened is, he said, you know, you grow up that way, you think it should, that's the way it's supposed to be, but that's the way they fixed it. And that's why I was talking about, we were talking about churches and things at school. When I go to school, county schools, the churches and not only the families, They bought the books and pencils and tablets and things like that, parents and things, did it through the church. Church, remember, they have a meeting, take a collection, take it up for that purpose. And it was county school, but they didn't give Negroes no books and nothing much. And they had to buy them, they said, the parents did.
You mean the school didn't issue books to the...
No, not the black.
I see.
It might issue you a little supply, but when that was ours, you didn't get them over there yet. I know we got second-handed books. Mm-hmm. You know, whites for nothing to use.
But... So... Coming back and having been in the war, coming back, and then you came to Roswell, did you feel like you should have gotten better treatment because you just served your country in the war, and you're thinking, why is this going on?
Yeah, well, yeah, it was what you're buying, but, you know, it never was bad around here, living around here. When first you got out, you put a good living. Mm-hmm.
Now, Gail's been telling us about this store. What store was that?
Roswell store.
Now, do you remember either of you going into Roswell's store and there being a bird in there that, as you went in, it would say, what would you say, there was a black bird?
A black bird, and if you picked up something, it said nigger stealing. Hmm.
Do either of you remember that?
I remember me and that. But I know they go in the Roswell store much.
No, they neither. I can remember somebody saying that, but I didn't remember.
I remember that bird being in there.
I can remember the bird.
Because
I guess I didn't steal anything.
That was you didn't get caught, you know.
No, you didn't say it.
Because that was the main store around here, Roswell store.
Huh. Now, only one person so far, but they said there were several stores that had this bird like that.
Who did?
That had such a bird, but it didn't last long.
Oh, okay.
They said it didn't last long.
I'm sure it did. Somebody paused it.
Well, they said they had to get rid of it. It was hurting business.
I'm sure.
So they had to get rid of the birds, but apparently this bird was in various stores, not just that store. But that's the only, it seems like that made a very, had a distinct impression on Gail, so.